Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
One of the things you know about me is that for the longest time, I have been purposefully intentional in including more female voices in talk radio than any other host that's out there in America. Just a total. And I've always explained it like this. Talk radio is an industry that is programmed, hosted by, advertised to, targeted by, it's all about men all the time. And I thought, you know what, by not having the female perspective join us on a regular basis, you're missing half the conversation. I've always felt that way. And so long before there was any Me Too or anything else related to the modern women's issues of the day, I was already out there championing this. That's why I started a thing called the Ladies Lounge, where I was like, okay, we're just going to hear from women in this hour each week. And my next guest has been on in several different capacities, but I'm glad to have her back. But Lisa De Pasquale, a successful author and contributor and founder of The Bright Email, but now the sole publisher, writer, producer of that project as well, rejoins us. And if you want to get The Bright Email, you know I've been a fan for a long time. Getbright.substack.com. Lisa, it's so good to see you again. Thanks for being back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I think the last time I saw you, I guess, was in the studio in New York.
Probably so. I think that was around the time that your book was out, and we had a chance to converse over that. Well, in today's issue of Bright, you take a little fun at the VP's expense, which, you know, she just keeps serving it up on a platter. So we may as well enjoy as much of it as we can. I'm going to get to what she said about the relief efforts for Hurricane Ian in the next segment. But go ahead and give me a quick reaction to your thoughts on that.
Well, I'm actually originally from Florida, so that, you know, anything that relief would be based on anything other than need is pretty ridiculous, because there's just so many other factors. Like, if a tornado went through a 100% white neighborhood, that you would still rebuild the houses in a different neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just very similar to other things that Kamala says. It's just very distracting from the real issues, and also shows, I mean, it's weird to say that Kamala is a book learner, but I mean, that she's kind of used to only dealing with these issues.
In theory. Yeah, no, you're exactly
internet,
right.
You know, yeah. Not in reality.
The thing is, they all think it's a game. They all think they're cute by, you know, just an inch and a half further than they are. And they all think that this is just some sort of fun little crazy little game that they're taking us all on. And it's not. This is actual life and death. This is the actual government of our United States. They're actually running our national security. There are actual ramifications for their economic decisions. Like, it matters. And to have these, like, I don't know, Tweedledee and Dumb there in the number one and two seats, it's really infuriating. Moving on, let me get to another story that you covered today, the Supreme Court to hear important voting cases. What is going on? I mean, we're not in a Supreme Court session formally yet, but we're getting a preview of what's coming up.
They'll be starting to hear arguments, so we're not going to hear the outcome, you know, I guess, unless it's leaked, right, for, you know, the next few months. So certainly nothing will be decided by November elections. But there's a case out of North Carolina that is basically going to the heart of a lot of the problems that we saw with 2020 and judges making pronouncements aside from the state legislature about early voting, voting in person, all of those types of things. So at the very least, it could be settled by 2024 and is basically deciding or reaffirming whether or not state legislatures, you know, have this independent state legislature theory where they can, you know, make the laws for that, that state. And then in Alabama, there's redistricting or gerrymandering case, basically saying that in this case, the way that it was redrawn disenfranchises Black voters. That one I haven't really read that much about, but, you know, like I mentioned to you before, it seems like there's always some kind of gerrymandering case because both sides do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's been done on both sides to the detriment and the favor of both sides.
Well, and it's another rationale for why elections matter. This is one more reason why what you do in November of this year and in a couple of years does actually matter. Every time there's a census taken, there's a revisiting of where these district lines should be drawn. And a lot of times it comes down to which party has control of the committee that that looks at it. Anyway,
it'll be interesting because I also think, you know, after the next census, I mean, you're going to see some of these blue states losing, you know, in Florida and Texas and
New York,
you know, other southern states gaining.
Yep. No, New York's going to be down several seats in the next cycle. Lisa De Pasquale, if people want to get Bright Email, you guys have changed it up a little bit. There's also kind of like a corollary blog, I guess, that goes with it now, but it's just getbright.substack.com. That's where they go.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. And you don't have to, you can just sign up via email. You don't have to be a member of Substack, or, you know, it's not a paid subscription
like that. Well, I've been a subscriber, a happy subscriber for years, and I think you guys do a great job, and I want people to know about it. Getbright.substack.com. Lisa, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.